Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. This is our online segment as we go in-depth about the Big Blue. Joining us, Paul Schwartz from the New York Post, Patricia Traynor from Inside Football, and the Bleacher Report. 49 points, usually pretty good enough to win. What do the Giants do for an encore here?
Well, offensively, I think they stay the course. Right. I mean, it was, you know, remarkable. Eli Manning, if I would have told you anybody before the game, Eli's going to throw 6 touchdown passes and no interceptions, you would say, well, I guess we can, you know, go home in the third quarter. This is an easy victory for the Giants. Obviously, we know it wasn't. But you know what? Even with that, the Giants can do better. Their running game can be more consistent. Their passing game to the outside was not great. Inside, Eli was great. I mean, he was great pretty much the whole game. I think the pass protection can be better. So, the 42 points, they're not going to beat, but I think they can be more crisp in a lot of their execution. I mean, this can be a pretty good offense.
And, Patricia, they had a chance late in the game with the football to maybe drive it. They went 3 and out. Reuben Randall, a ball he might have been able to get if he dove, and then Dwayne Harris dropped a third down pass play. We might not have gotten to that crazy scenario if the offense would have kind of kept rolling. It's hard to knock anything about the offense, but they still had a chance at the end of the game to close it out.
Yeah, that's what Coughlin's been talking about all year long. Finish, finish, finish. And unfortunately, in that last drive, they fell a little short. You know, Randall could have probably reached out for it. Now, I know he had the hamstring, could have reached out for it, you know. And then just the special teams punt, the craziness on that last play, setting up the field goal. I mean, this is what's getting them. And if you think back to the start of the season and how they came this close to winning some of those games and just let them slip away, it's maddening.
Well, let's go to the biggest problem right now, though, is the defense. Obviously, last week, allowing Drew Brees to throw 7 touchdown passes. And let's face it, on the opening drive of the game, the Giants are going to get credit for a 3 and out. He missed a wide open Brandon Cooks for a 75-yard touchdown. How do they fix this over the course of a week?
I don't know if you can. I mean, you've got a lot of guys that are missing from injuries. Now, maybe you get back Prince Amukamara this week. We don't know. All signs looking good there. Maybe you get JPP back. But, you know, you still have injuries in the linebacking core. You know, John Beeson, we don't know if he's going to be able to go or when he's going to be able to go. We don't know if JT Thomas is going to be able to go. There was some confusion. I think the defensive back spoke about some confusion there. So when you have that going on, I have to wonder if maybe you simplify things a little bit just to, you know, get everybody back on the horse, so to speak.
Well, one of the things that they've done, despite the fact that they've given up all these yards, last year they gave up a ton of big plays. In the run game, 20-plus runs and 30-plus passes. They gave up 23 last year and 12 touchdowns. Even though they give up a lot of yards, they don't give up a lot of big plays. Last week was the difference, and that was going against a top-shelf quarterback. Is that sort of what they're trying to do right now, is just kind of keep everything in front of them, allow yardage and try not to allow those kind of breakdowns which hurt them last week?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, Steve Spagnuolo is like a pitching coach with a broken down rotation. He's just trying to get ground balls. He's not looking for strikeouts. I really think that's the case. Look, Spags would like to be more aggressive. He can't be. I mean, if he's more aggressive, they can't get home on the blitz anyway. They cannot get pressure with 4 guys. He wants to be killed slowly rather than killed quickly, I think. The problem is they're getting killed. You know, they're not getting a lot of big plays, but they're not getting anybody off the field. They're really bad on third down. And look, what can they do differently? They can do a couple of things. Jerron Hosley and Trevin Wade did not make one play in the game. Now, these are not great players, but they are your third and fourth cornerbacks. All around the league, these guys make some plays. They made no plays in the game. That is unacceptable. And number two, they have to hope against all hope that Jason Pierre-Paul can come back and be maybe not the savior, but be a good player. You know what? Anybody he replaces, he can do as well or better than. They need somebody to rush the passer. Maybe he can give them 20 good plays.
They need to get that kind of that spark. I mean, it's been missing. They've been on their heels all this time. And you're right. I mean, it was unacceptable, the play of the cornerbacks. I mean, not having a pass rush, I think they're like last in the number of sacks in the NFL. So they need something. What that something is, I mean, remains to be seen. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, remember, Steve Spagnuolo said, I'm not a magician.
Yeah.
And
He's not.
He's definitely not. And we're seeing it. But you know what? Like you said, Paul, he's trying to make take a queen size sheet and fit it on a king size mattress, and you know, there's only so much he can do.
Almost so much you can stretch, right?
Yes.
You know, so much you can stretch there.
All right. Well, your prediction for this week is the Giants go down to Tampa. They face a different quarterback than what they faced last week. It's a rookie in Jameis Winston.
Well, the Giants will shut him out.
No, I
think they'll play better defensively. They can't play worse. I think, thank goodness, they have a rookie quarterback. He's a pretty good rookie quarterback, but he's a rookie quarterback. I think they'll be able to do some things to confuse him that they couldn't do at all with Drew Brees. The offense is still in good shape. I think the Giants win something like 27-17.
Patricia?
I'm going to say 30-17. I like, again, they are facing a rookie quarterback. He's an up-and-coming quarterback, but he's not Drew Brees. Yeah. They're, I think, banged up in a couple of spots, so I think they're going to pull this one out, and they're going to bounce back.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Paul and Patricia, for joining us on the program.